Yo, guys, welcome back to another episode of the SaaSCast, sponsored by the Student and Academic Support Services, here at Lindenwood University. My name is the one and only Devin Hunt, and by me is the lovely, lovely co-host, Lauren Porter. Lauren, how are you today?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. I only had one class today, and then I basically hung out and did homework for the rest of the day. It was pure joy.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you? What did you do today?
For me, really just had a day at work. Both days at work, honestly. Went to both my jobs. Had a not good day, but hey, it's been casual. Got to keep rolling with the punches, you know?
Well, don't forget, this weekend is Dark Carnival.
Ooh, absolutely.
There's the hay rides, the haunted houses, the carnival, the trunk or treat.
Hit me up.
I'm telling you, this weekend is going to be so much fun. And don't forget about Thirsty Thursday today. Oh,
today.
Yep. That's what's happening tonight.
Is it going on all Thursdays or just this one?
I don't know. I just got a pamphlet stuck on my car. My favorite thing is walking to my car and being like, oh, there's a random piece of paper on it. Did I get a ticket? Nope. It was just an invitation to more parties. Love to see it.
True. Oh, but also, Lauren.
Yes.
We also have a football game as well this weekend.
I kind of forget that football exists here. Not going to lie.
It's okay. But we do have a game, 1 o'clock. Come through. Also during Dark Carnival, since it's now an all-day thing, instead of just an evening event only thing. So come through, enjoy. And Lauren, what we got for today?
All right. Today, we have a very special guest. She is an international student.
What?
I know. She has never been to the United States except to go to college. What a shocker.
Oof.
All right. The lovely Alexia Prudencio is a sophomore majoring in international relations and mass communication with an emphasis in journalism and a minor in nonprofit administration.
Turn me up.
She is from an international country and is the newest member of Phi Sigma Sigma.
You don't say.
So, Alexia, I have a very important question for you. Where are you from?
Hi, I'm from Bolivia. It's in South America.
Really?
Okay.
Now, in Bolivia, what are the colleges like there? Not gonna lie, I've never really known what colleges are like in South America.
Yeah.
Or anywhere else. I just know what they're like in the United States.
I mean, I only know about here in France. That's it.
Are there...
In my country, I think the big difference is just that we don't have room and board.
Okay.
So you don't actually have, like, housing on campus.
Oh.
So you live in apartments?
Yeah.
Or houses? Gotcha.
I would say way more commuting. Yeah. I can say that. Is it, like, way more commuting?
Yeah, I like
it. Oh, then okay. Yeah, that makes more sense. Like, is it, like, when you, like, think of it as, like, more like a neighborhood type of vibe?
No, it's just like, since everyone lives there already,
you
don't have to like move to another like apartment or anywhere else. You know, it's in the same city.
So you go to a college in the same city?
It could be.
Interesting.
Some people do that.
I guess I could have done that. I could have gone to the University of Nebraska, Lincoln.
Yeah.
But here I am.
Oh, God, I could have went to Lindenwood Bellevue, but I came all the way over here to the main campus. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
You were like, okay, let me go 30 minutes away.
Oh, God, I was like, you know what? Let me just hop, skip, and jump out of Bellevue real quick. They don't mind if I just dip a toe in St. Charles. They don't mind.
Yeah, they also wouldn't mind. I moved 8 hours away to a whole different state.
It's okay.
I don't even know if I'm going home for Thanksgiving. Isn't that tragic? I might have to spend Thanksgiving in my dorm room. That would be tragic.
True stuff.
I already have been invited to go hang out with people for Thanksgiving, but
Friendsgiving. It's a thing.
I know, but like, I don't know. Thanksgiving in my brain has always been like a family thing. Mm-hmm. So the idea of going to some random person's family,
yeah.
I'm like, Thanksgiving is interesting at my house. I really don't want to see what Thanksgiving is like at your house.
I feel you. Especially like when thinking about like it being a whole group oriented thing. Mm-hmm. But especially like when it comes to being around your family. And on that topic, it's like when you think of like your, you know, colleges back home and the colleges here at the States, why did you choose to come here to the States to go to college?
So I was in an American school back home.
Mm-hmm.
So the most logic reason was to come to the States to study because I already had like the high school degree from here.
Oh, okay.
And for those of us who don't know, what is an American school? Because I've heard many international students talk about it, and like not just United States school, but there's also like French school. And I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
It's just basically that you get the high school degree from whichever country the school is from.
Mm-hmm.
It could be like France, Germany, the United States. And in most high schools, you get like all the classes in the language. So most of my classes were in English. And yeah.
Hmm. I would have never thought of that. Yeah. Actually, yeah, okay, maybe 50-50. It depends.
That's because there's like many, you know, like people that work at NGOs or the United Nations and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
They have to take their kids to the different countries. They have to go live for like 4 years. So usually there's like at least one American country. One American school in like each country or so.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like boarding school?
Not really.
Oh, dang.
Dang. Oh, well.
I've always wanted to do boarding school.
I don't know. I think I'd be too scandalous.
Yeah.
A little bit too sassy for it. You know what I'm saying?
You think you'd be too sassy for that school?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I think I'm a little bit too sassy for Lindenwood, but it's like, you know, I'm a little quiet body. Nobody know about me. It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So when you moved to America, was your family supportive of your choice? Like, how did they feel? And especially because you came in 2020 when COVID had not just started, but it was at a huge peak with millions of college students moving to a different school, some going virtual, some mm-hmm. going as a commuters, like, how did your parents feel having you move thousands of miles away? Yeah. I mean, my mom and my stepdad were very concerned about me coming to school
mm-hmm.
only 8 hours away because they were afraid of, you know, the ramifications of COVID.
Right.
How did your family feel about that?
I think my parents were the ones that really wanted me to come to the States. In the first place, so they were pretty supportive about it. And then about COVID, actually, back in my country, when like the time I was coming to college, we were in lockdown, so we could only like go out of our houses 2 days a week,
mm-hmm.
and it was just like a real lockdown. And then I came here, and it was just like less mandatory and less like strict the rules.
Yeah.
So at first my parents were like kind of worried about that because like they've seen what was going on back in my home country, and they were like, oh, we have so many restrictions, but in the States they don't, so be careful and stuff like that. But they were very supportive.
Yeah, especially when you talk about like how it was like it's less strict over here. Yeah. You definitely see, especially like, you know, through the news and just like,
yeah.
you know, media and all this stuff in general. And it's like, you can see it, like, what it leads into my next question is like, where, since, you know, it is laid, like more laid back than what it is at home, like, do you find it that you're taking like 24, you know, credit hours, do you find that your time more free, like you're flexible more than you would be if this was like the load at home?
But I don't know, it would be the same. I've never taken like college classes back home.
I feel you.
So yeah, but sitting for credits is a lot, I know.
Oh, no. No, I know. I know people. No, I have a friend who's taking 28.
Oh, my God.
Like,
do they have a job?
Yes, only one, though.
That's still a lot.
I know, right?
Because, like, I don't know. There was an interesting thing on Shade Room.
Okay.
I found this really interesting. It was this person who posted on the Shade Room and was like, I hate it when college students who just work on classes complain, where the rest of us have like two or three jobs, are involved in multiple activities.
True.
But I'm like,
valid.
There are limitations per person. So like,
facts.
For Alexia, she is doing amazing with her 24 credits.
Yes.
And her job and all of her activities. But she knows her limits. Facts. Whereas I only can take 19. It's my limit. Mm-hmm. But I also have a theater show every semester where I am at rehearsal for 5 hours, 5 days a week for like 2 months.
Right.
And so I'm also involved in a couple more activities and have a part-time job. And so I think just being able to manage your time is really important, but also know your limitations. And I don't think we can compare ourselves, because like if I were to compare myself to Alexia, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I am awful. I am lazy. I am just failing at life.
I'm like, here man, she is. I don't got it going on.
Just killing the game.
Out here just shooting up three balls.
But, exactly. But we have different limitations. And right. That's okay.
For real. Yeah. On that, like, yeah. Mainly, I feel like some don't understand. Like, I'm not going to say understand, but don't get to the point of realizing or feeling that they have it. You know what I'm saying? They'll be like, yeah. Like, when we go around, I'd be like, yo, bro, I am just stumped. And you only did, like, what, 2 classes and a half a day of work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can be stumped, but you know you're stumped.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Then you good for the day. Now, if you try to keep on pressing on, now you're doing too much. And I feel like there's some who be like, yeah, I am lazy and just won't do it. Mm-hmm. Or there's some who's been like, all right, I can, I will do it. And there's some that will just, you know, all around just do just the most.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, fine. Just get you a nice balance.
Yeah.
For real.
So my mom is actually taking classes to get her master's.
Congrats.
Thank you.
For real, yeah.
Yeah, she's getting her master's in business administration. Mm. And she was taking a class with a heart surgeon last year.
Okay.
And it was the second 8 weeks. So it was like November, December, and that's when COVID got really, really bad.
Right.
And he had canceled class, but he posted something and he was like, hey, I'm so sorry that I had to cancel class, but we're in a crisis.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's super cool. And he said something along the lines of, remember that most of your guys' choices, most of your guys' stress is not life and death.
True.
Mine is. But for most of y'all, it's not life or death.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that interesting because for him, he was used to it.
Yeah.
He had been, he went through med school, he went through his residency, and he got used to the stress of performing heart surgery.
True.
So for him, what like a 10-level stress is, having his hand in a heart, performing open heart surgery, could be for someone else working 2 jobs and having to do this one super hard assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, I have to do like 4 marketing assignments, and it's due on Friday at 6 p.m. and it is Thursday at 8:10.
Literally.
So we're just a little stressed.
Yeah.
But I can't compare myself to him because he has more experience and he also has a different level of stress than I do.
Basically like the validation to add on to his resume.
Exactly.
So you on God. Like answer this question. Do you both feel like on Lindawood's scale of like adding stress to your lives, do you feel like it's too much? Like it's to the point, I wouldn't say like too much, but to the point where it's like, man, I just got to take that sit. One out, like out of the day, bro, I got to sit down. Or like, yo, I got to go get a cup of coffee. Like,
I feel that way every single day.
Mm-hmm.
But just because I put tons of pressure on myself.
Right.
And I sometimes go over my limitations.
I hear you.
So, you know, that constant feeling of not doing enough, mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah.
I think. Yeah. At least, hey, as long as you I feel like as long as you catch yourself,
yeah,
that's the best thing out of the day. Like, you catch yourself like, yo, let me take 5 minutes.
Yeah. Like, some of my, like, most stressful weeks are during tech week.
Oh,
where
yeah.
I'm up at 8 a.m. and don't go to bed until, like, 2 a.m. We're running on 4, 5, 6 hours of sleep.
Oof.
And sometimes I blame myself because, you know, some stage managers choose to not do homework. They're like,
true.
It's tech week. I'm emailing the professor, but I really want to get a 3.75 GPA by the time I graduate.
I see you.
So I don't think that's an option.
Real talk.
And so I do. I do my homework no matter how late it is.
Mm-hmm.
I do my work that has to be done no matter how late it is.
Yeah.
And I put pressure on myself, but I also have to do a ridiculous amount of work for theater. Like,
mm-hmm.
for stage management, let's say rehearsal ends at 10. Sometimes I won't leave until, like, 11:30
mm-hmm.
because there's paperwork that has to be done. There's problems we need to address. And so to a certain degree, it is the stress that Lindenwood puts on me, but okay. it's also the stress that I put on myself.
Okay.
But I always relieve stress by taking walks,
yeah.
which is normally a good idea, except one time I took a walk, and I thought I could walk like I do in Lincoln, where I just walk
yeah.
with no phone, no, I just have my Apple Watch, which doesn't have cellular data, and
at
just
all.
Walk, and then I'll find my way home.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I had no idea where I was. Until finally I had to go into a gas station and be like, where am I? And they were like, you're about 3 miles outside of Lindenwood.
Bro.
And I was like, can I borrow your phone? And they were like, yes, you can. And I was like, thank you.
I'm like, right on, Doug.
Look, I had no idea where I was. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. I could have got killed, but we're not going to talk about that.
On the streets of St. Charles? Doubt it. Doubt it. Like, the amount of times I walked the streets of St. Charles that early in the morning and came back peace. Woo! I'm telling you, the crime rate in St. Charles is crazy low. Insane. This is across the water is immaculate, but I don't want to get on that.
Still, but like being 3 miles yeah. outside of your campus at 3 o'clock
yes,
in the morning.
Yes, it's uncomfortable
not the best
and
idea.
Unsettling. You're right. You're right. No doubt about that. No doubt about that. Okay. On to my next one. On to my next question. Sorry. So, Alexia, as part of, you know, being part of, you know, multiple clubs here, you know, you're part of student government with Robbie, you're part of international relations, you're part of Phi Sigma Center, and much more. How would you say they're helping you in college?
Being part of so many organizations really helped in my, like, personal and professional development.
Thanks.
In the way that I learn a lot about, I don't know, like, how to plan events or how to encourage people to come to events.
Right.
Or also create change on campus.
Mm-hmm.
For example, with student government, we really try to really make the campus better for all.
Yeah.
And that's something I really like doing. And, yeah, like, all the clubs that Lindenwood offers
mm-hmm.
Makes it, like, possible for everyone. To be able to be part of, like, a community, like my sorority does.
Yeah.
Make me feel that way. So, yeah, it's amazing, like, the people you can find in each club and in each organization you're part of.
Yeah, no, my favorite club meeting that I've ever been to was,
yeah.
It was 4 o'clock. And Alexia was like, I have this club meeting, and I'm afraid no one will show up. And I said, don't
right.
worry, girl. I got you. So I go to this meeting.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, I'm an international relations major. I'm a part of the Army.
Ooh.
I'm, like, business. And I'm like, hi, I'm a BFA stage management major. And they're like, what are you doing here? And I was like, I'm here for her. And they're like, okay, now it makes sense.
Right.
But it was quite entertaining because I was like, wow, these are some very smart people. What am I doing here?
You never know, though. You never know until you walk into those type of, you know, settings and find, like, and just really just be the only raisin in the rice. You know what I mean? Just get in there.
I was a needle in the haystack.
That too. That too.
I was the black sheep.
Facts, though. Mm-hmm. Facts, though.
But no, it was an interesting meeting because they were talking about what the organization was about.
Yeah.
And why they have it. And I was like, wow, it sounds like a really good organization. I hope they have so much fun. I do not want to be a part of it, but go y'all.
Hey, sometimes you don't. You just don't want to be.
So, okay. Question for you. So, when you are applying for colleges, what do you wish you knew? Like, what did you wish you knew before applying to college? Like, do you wish you knew more of the American culture, or do you wish you knew, like, basic statistics? Like, yeah, what
like
knowledge
the lay of the land or something, right? Yeah.
Like, the climate, was that something you wish you knew?
Ooh, for real, especially here, yes.
Because my favorite thing was when I was, like, 2 degrees outside. I'm walking around campus in shorts and a t-shirt, and there Alexia is in like 3 layers of pants, 2 layers of a long sleeve shirt, and like 3 jackets on, a hat on, just everything covered head to toe.
Good.
And I'm here in good shorts and a t-shirt.
Good.
And some sandals, because I'm like,
glad.
I'm from Nebraska, bring it on.
Please, oh, I'm from Nebraska, bye.
I was only going to Evans. It was like a...
No, it definitely makes sense then. Never
3-minute walk.
Okay, it makes sense. All right.
And she was like covered head to toe for that 3-minute walk.
Hey, man, maybe she had to go a mile. Okay. Your 3 minutes could have been a nice 30 for her. Maybe 15. Let's bring it down a notch.
No, she was also going to Evans. We walked there together.
And maybe she came a longer distance. Oh, y'all walked there together?
Dang. Yeah. See?
She was just more prepared then at that point. Okay. Okay.
Well, back to the question. What do you wish you knew before applying?
I think the weather is a good one. I didn't know what should I bring here. So I had to buy a lot of clothes and hats and everything for the winter and boots. And then also, like, I used to come a lot to the States for, like, summer vacations and everything before coming to college, but I didn't really know the culture of Missouri and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's something that I wish I would like know before, so I could be like more prepared to like be here, I guess.
Right. I feel you.
Yeah.
Mm. What about you, Dev? Are there anything you wish you knew before applying to college?
Oof. Really, I just wish I would have got more of, like, the culture of, like, my chosen college or all the colleges I wanted to. I would just say, yeah, more of the culture of how, like, the student body is and how they operate on a daily basis. Like, if, like, you know how in high school they will let you go into a class, you could just sit in the class and just sit there for just the class period and just observe how the class is going, and especially, and just let it go and just get your vibe of how the size of the class is, how the teacher teaches, and just the overall vibe of how the campus could be throughout the day.
Huh. I would agree with that. Like, I came to college without really knowing anything about it.
Yeah.
Just my brother is a junior here, so I knew that he had a good time and a good experience. So I was like, one day before applications were, the deadline, I was like, okay, let's go to college. And I just applied to Lindenwood, and then, yeah, I came.
I'm sorry, you have a brother?
Shout out to Big Bro.
You have a brother?
Hey, shout out to Big Bro for the recruitment of Lil Sis.
I've known you for like a year and a half, and I didn't know you had a brother.
Yep.
What's his name?
Juan Ignacio. Hola, si estás viendo esto, hola.
Hey, shout out to Big Bro. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
Hey, and thanks for recruiting the lovely Alexia to the She's a joy, I'll tell you that.
She is. She makes our office. A hoot and a half. love to see her. Every time I see her, she's always smiling. I would say, like, for me, something I wish I knew before applying to college.
Yes, please.
Was the, like, where everything was. Because I'm not going to lie. I don't know where, like, half of the buildings are.
Like, location-wise? Or
yeah.
Like, okay, okay.
Like, I really wish I knew where things were. Okay. Like, not even just on campus, actually.
Okay.
Like, just everything. Like, where...
True.
Everything is. Like, people are like, oh, yeah, let's go down to Gingham's. And I was like, yeah. Where is Gingham's? Or like, oh, let's go down to Grandma's Cookies. Where's Grandma's Cookies? I now know where both of those are. But at the beginning, I had no idea what anyone was talking about.
For real, like when you first get here and somebody says, like, for example, like you're saying Gingham's, you're like, yeah, it's just right down 94.
Like, where's
94 and where can I find it? Thank you. Right? And it's like, okay, cool.
But
like,
shout out to Grandma's Cookies.
Oof. Killer. Phenomenal. If y'all have not gotten Grandma's Cookies, y'all are missing out on the bombest cookies here in St. Charles, Main Street.
They're so good and they're so cheap.
Talk about a hashtag so hallelujah. Cheap. Okay? Hallelujah.
In case anyone is wondering, it is down on Main Street.
Yes.
In case you're wondering, literally go from Lindenwood, go straight down one road, turn right, and then you'll find it.
Absolutely. If not, I think it's always jam-packed. Yeah, it's always jam-packed in there.
Actually, it is. But every once in a while, when like Main Street isn't crazy, you can go in and like only three or four people are ahead of you.
Try to go during the week. Also, try to go during the week. Anything on Main Street, try to go during the week, really.
Yeah. Like... maybe like a Tuesday or Thursday, I feel honestly. Like is the best. Not at night, though. On Thursdays, don't go at night.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Thursdays and Friday nights and Saturdays.
And Sundays.
Yeah, Sundays
from
too.
Thursday to Sunday, don't go to don't Main go Street. Don't go at night, yeah. Because everyone's there. And
even though people are saying it's not the vibe no more to go to Q's, but hey, we're not going to speak on it. We're not going to speak on it. It's okay.
I know. The Shade Room is full of comments like,
fact.
It's not it's cool. And I was like, well, what determines whether or not it's cool?
Hashtag cancel culture. But it's okay.
So, Alexia, question for you. So we're kind of talking about what we wish we knew before applying. But since coming to college, you have gained friends. Just like we all do when we go to college. You move somewhere, you don't know anyone, and then you gain friends. For your friends, what is the international student community like? Because I notice we have quite a bit of international students in the SAS office, and I notice like a lot of y'all know each other, even if you don't like directly know each other, you like, you know someone who knows them. So I was wondering, what is the international student community like?
I feel that we know each other, especially the Hispanic people, just because we have, like, I mean, we find our own community in, like, an English-speaking country, so we kind of, like, hang out together sometimes just because, you know, like, we speak the same language.
Right.
So that's nice because it's sometimes, like, I get frustrated speaking, like, English all the time, and I can speak Spanish with some people, and that's amazing. And also, like, with other international students, I think that the community is, like, is amazing because we all, like, went through the same things, like, moving from another country to the States and having to, like be here in something super new for us. So I think that, I mean, most people that I know that are international students, we're very supportive with each other. And we always try, like, to support each other in every way we, like, we can. It could be, like, with some, like, English skills or just, like, I don't know, like, hanging out sometimes or having dinner together and stuff like that. So I think, like, the community, international community here in Lindenwood, it's amazing because I have, like, some other friends that are in other schools And they said that the international community is not as big or as mm-hmm. diverse as here. Mm. So I feel that that's amazing.
The amount of international students here at Lindenwood is insane. Yeah. I always wonder, I'm like, what are you doing here? Because, like, we have people. Yesterday.
Not on a bad note. On a good note.
Positive. On a good note.
We're glad y'all are here.
We're glad you're here. Literally. But I was just like, you're in Missouri.
Yeah.
That was like, you could have gone to New York. You could have gone to California. You could have gone to Chicago, Florida, Texas, Florida. All you of said those. Missouri.
You're smack dab right here in the middle of the continent. And you said, boom.
You really were like, I want to get that Midwestern feel.
I was like, okay.
But yesterday at work, I was sitting at the front desk. One of my favorite things to do.
Psych.
Okay, I have fun because I get to talk to people, and I'm very much an extrovert. And whenever I get to talk to people, it's always a hoot and a half. Any hoozle.
Mm-hmm.
So this person came in, and he was from South Africa.
Ooh.
And he was talking about, like, different, like, the culture difference. And I was like, I don't know how we got in the conversation. Mm-hmm. But we got in the conversation of Christmas. And I was talking to him, and I sang a little bit of Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer.
Goodbye.
One of the best Christmas songs. And he was like, what? And I was like, Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer? You haven't heard that song? And he's like, no, I haven't heard that song. I was like, oh, it's a classic song. So I played him this song called Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer.
Right.
And he just was laughing the entire time, amused by this song, Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer.
And the song was wrong.
The song is amazing.
And it is actually a pretty good song, just like White Christmas. I love that song.
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer. Something, something on Christmas Eve.
Okay, it's not that time yet. We're barely into November.
But like the joy on his face, even though he was wearing a mask, was just stunning.
Priceless.
Exactly.
I feel like that's the one thing everybody's like trying to get back. It's that one feeling of like, bro, I see your face every day. Like, I can see you breathe at me, especially when it's cold outside.
I love
like
that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, your expression, like, that is like what everybody is missing. Like, all that, like, that's just all. Like, with the whole COVID and everything, Alexia, what is one thing that you would say to, you know, international students to, like, advice-wise? Or like motivation or inspiration?
I feel that for like in my experience, it was more that you still can find your friends and your community here. Besides, like, even though we had restrictions and we couldn't like really do events or go to events and meet people in the classroom and stuff like that, like we can do it this year. So I feel like I had like many friends from back home that just like they went to college this fall and not last fall because like their parents or themselves were afraid of COVID or just like these restrictions were pretty bad. So I think that now they, and I mean, I would suggest that people just like don't be afraid of like changing your environment. Of course, we have to, like, be careful with COVID still because it's still there.
Right.
But also, like, new experiences. You can get new experiences even though we have, like, the restrictions and stuff like that. So
I feel that.
And I also feel like last year, because me and you are the same, we started college at the same time.
Right.
I feel like this, like, the freshmen who came in, class of 2025, they got an actual orientation.
Yep.
We got beautiful Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
Oh, God, y'all did get Zoom meetings. I'm sorry.
They were phenomenal. We had a painting.
Yeah.
A painting thing of an owl. And that was an activity.
Yeah.
We had a motivational speaker.
We also had a live band, too.
Y'all had a live band?
Yeah, there was a live band, too, that played, like, at home or in their, like, setup
while
on Zoom. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even realize you probably helped with that.
Yeah, I was in there. I'm always part of NSO. Shout out to freshmen coming in, y'all.
That's
come
cool.
through our NSO week. We do it every summer. right before the week before classes start or everybody comes back because you guys come before we do.
And I remember, like, this year I was a line leader. It was, like, freshman orientation for me, too, because I didn't know, like, the buildings or things like that, or just, like, the experience as a whole. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm a freshman again. So it was fun.
Yeah, no. That carnival that was happening first week of school here. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
That would have been fun last year.
Yeah.
That was cool. I slept through it because I drove 8 hours from home and then moved all the stuff to a dorm by myself. And so I went to sleep. But everyone else had a hoot.
Hey, I got a question for y'all. So knowing that this class, this current freshman class, is one of, like, the largest freshman class we had in, like, 5 years or a couple years. I'm going to say it like that. In a couple years. How do y'all feel that y'all, like, when it comes to, like, trying to compare, not even compare y'all classes, but how do y'all feel all around about this being one of the biggest freshman class that we have ever had in a few minutes, even since the pandemic dropped?
I think that it's because of the efforts of Lindenwood. Like, it's just doing and recruiting people.
Yeah.
So I think that that's amazing that the more people can come, and that like Lindenwood is actually giving them like the financial opportunity to actually
learn.
Because I know, like, I have scholarships to come. And I know, like, many international students come because of sports.
There too, yeah. Especially rugby.
Shout out rugby.
And yeah, or like I came for like academic scholarship.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, so I feel that that's amazing that more people are actually able to be here. And I've seen like I'm part of the first year council kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
You know, like I go to the meetings, and I've seen how, like, dedicated they are.
Yeah.
And all the opportunities that they have and all the things that they can actually change and, like, create. So I think that, I mean, I'm happy that the class is bigger and the Lindenwood is growing, too. So.
Yeah.
I like it now. Those first couple of weeks,
that's true.
When it took hours, I'm talking hours, to get my food. I would order at like 3 o'clock. My food wouldn't be ready until 7.
That way.
And I was at rehearsal, so I'd have to leave my food. And it was tragic.
Hashtag that way.
And so those first couple of weeks, I was like, look, freshman, how dare you? And now I'm like, okay, I like y'all. But first couple of weeks, I was like, why are there so many people? Because last year, there was like no one here.
Right.
You would have to wait at max 20 minutes for your food.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like 90 minutes.
I'll come back to it.
205 minutes.
For real?
Till your food is ready.
It's like, oh, I have food on my mind. Oh, it's an afterthought now. Cool. It's all right.
Well, we figured it out. You ordered breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you got your breakfast, you then ordered lunch. As soon as you got your lunch, you then ordered dinner.
Psych.
That is how that worked.
Well, y'all, if we find a more balanced way than doing Lauren's way, please let us know. Please. If y'all found an algorithm for this, please let us know.
Look, I've been eating a lot of ramen.
You know what? Same here.
That's all same I've been here. Eating.
Water, water and ramen. That's how to say it. That RW. Okay? That good old R&W.
That's the last time I've actually had real food. It's tragic.
I know. Same here, though. But it's okay.
I want some grilled chicken.
Ooh,
I want some vegetables.
Okay. Despite Lauren's appetite for her to get something to eat out of here, guys, this is all we have for y'all today. Again, thank you, Alexia, for coming through on this SASCast today, and I appreciate it. I know it's been rough trying to get you in here. I know we ran up some hiccups, but I appreciate you coming through here, especially at this time in the hour. But hey, you got to get it done. But overall, Lauren, you got anything else?
No, I'm super excited to have talked with you and to get your perspective. And I will see you at work tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm
going
to work tomorrow, but.
No!
No!
Why?
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
It's all right. We'll catch you on the flip.
We'll catch you on the flip.
On the flip, but. Bye. Talking about flips, everybody. Thanks again for coming through. And I appreciate it. And for through and through, everybody, stay sassy.